Good morning. We are continuing Chayadim, Akal Samaches Simen Chafalif. We're talking about the Luchos of Geniza. So a case where they make an announcement and they put an announcement and they put a pasuk on the announcement, and the point of the pasuk is not necessarily to give over the return, etc. Something of that sort. They're saying that so and so is a Mechal Shabbos. That you shouldn't buy from him. People know that it's also somebody wanted to put up an announcement there to Israel. It's also the smoke on Yom Tov. So depending on what you're putting up, if you're putting up, remember to make an Erev Tevshilin. Different examples of these type of announcements. See if there's a halacha being taught, right? That the Paskin or Paskin, that's also to smoke on Yom Tov, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to teach a halacha. That goes into the Torah, and these would be required. But to remember to make an Erev Tevshilin is not. This is something, the point, which is to give over a halacha. So you have a from brand of cereal, and it writes on the side, it says the bracha is such and such. That's not teaching a halacha. It starts explaining why, and then we'll be teaching a halacha. Calendars come, and they have sometimes they put the Ritara in the calendars. So, if the purpose is that go through the calendar, you're going to learn different halachas. So that is something which is would require Geniza. Can we mention if the purpose of it was just to sort of use a flowery language to describe something, so that you use the pasuk to describe something else, but not to give over the pasuk, does not require Geniza. Person's learning, they draw pictures, they draw illustrations to explain the Gemara. There's no Kedusha in the pictures themselves unless the person writes the words of the Gemara into the picture, and then you see that then you have a Divrei Torah from the words. Person writes Marmar Karmis, Yevamos Samach Vav, Ksubis Nun Aleph, something of that sort, so there's no Kedusha involved in that. The person starts quoting the actual piece, which it's referring to, so that would be something which would require Geniza. The question which comes up is, we're talking about this from Mechikas Hashem, moving away from Geniza for a moment. So what about a computer screen which has the Shem Hashem in it, or a Divrei Torah in it? Can the person close the screen? Can the person refresh the screen? Something of that sort. So we say that Ksav is considered a Ksav which has an Isser Mechika on it. The assumption of the Pesukim is that's not considered a Ksiva. It's really different dots which are being portrayed on the screen in a way which it seems to my eye to be as if it's a solid, but really that's not it's not a real Ksiva, and that there's no Isser Mechika in regards to that. Person has tapes, discs, something of that sort which has Divrei Torah on it. There's no Chiyuv of Geniza on the tape or the disc. However, a person should not throw it out there at Bizoyan. If something was used as a vehicle to learn Torah, to give over Torah, a person could double wrap it and throw it out. And the box that the Torah came in, so if the purpose of the box we mentioned was to be a nice decorative box, which is there to mishamish the Torah, so that would be habadin Kedusha in it, and it's Tashmishe Kedusha. And there's a din Geniza on it. If it's just something which facilitates transporting it to something of that sort, so that it doesn't have Kedusha on it. And there's no Chiyuv Geniza in that regard. Interesting discussion amongst the Poskim. The Sefer Ginzvei HaKodesh brings down regards to something which is written in Braille. So any language which is written in this, all these halachas apply, the Chiyuv Geniza, the Divrei Torah apply, whether they're written in English or whether they're written in Lashon HaKodesh, or any other language. What about if they're written in Braille? So Riyashib was Machriya, that there would be a Chiyuv Geniza, something which is written in Braille, since it is a form of Ksiva for the people which need that type of Ksiva. It is a form of Ksiva for them, and there would be a halacha of Geniza in that regard. Maybe just going to clarify in regards to items of mitzvah, what the chiyuv is vis-a-vis the items of mitzvah. We'll maybe clarify that in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.